girl.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano, and the NFL has a new most valuable player.
And the AP most valuable player presented by Invisalign is... Josh Allen.
Okay.
Allen led the Buffalo Bills to a fifth straight AFC East title.
I'd like to acknowledge the other nominees. Jared, Joe, Saquon, Lamar all had great seasons and all could be standing here today, and you guys would be deserving of it. So you guys are true stewards of the game. I look up to you guys. I admire you guys. I just look forward to sharing the gridiron in the future with you guys, too.
Thanks to NFL Network and Fox TV. CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett is looking into issues involving Elon Musk and his Department of Government Efficiency Task Force.
Elon Musk, personally, has about $2.6 billion in federal contracts with his various companies. He now, even on a read-only mode, knows everything about every other federal contractor, some of whom are competitors. He knows every single thing about them, when they get paid, what they get paid.
A federal judge has temporarily blocked President Trump's plan to push out federal employees by offering them financial incentives. On a party-line vote, the Senate confirmed Russell Vought as budget director. We have more from CBS's Stacey Lynn.
He was one of the architects of Project 2025. And even though Democrats warned he was Trump's most dangerous nominee, he was confirmed and returns to lead OMB for a second time. He'll play a key role in implementing the president's goals, developing the White House's budget, policy priorities, and rules.
With nationwide egg shortages and shoppers hoarding, some Costco stores are now limiting egg sales to 3 cartons per person. 10,000 grocery store workers are on strike in the Denver area, claiming illegal negotiating practices by the King Soopers store chain, which the company denies. Kim Cordova is president of United Food and Commercial Workers Union Local 7.
Workers told us that the number one issue in these negotiations is the lack of staff. Workers are being asked to do the jobs of 2, 3, 4 workers.
The search for a missing aircraft carrying 10 people across Alaska's Norton Sound south of the Arctic Circle continued into the night with no sign of the plane or passengers found yet. Scientists are watching a recently discovered asteroid large enough to be labeled a city killer.
Well, not worried particularly. It just means we need to pay attention to it. You know, this scale goes from 0 to 10. 0 meaning there's virtually no chance of an impact. 10 meaning a climate-destroying, world-destroying sort of impact. Never seen anything like that since the dinosaurs, obviously.
CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Two hikers are recovering from frostbite after they got stuck in waist-deep snow in New Hampshire.
The two women were hiking on Mount Washington when whiteout conditions developed. It was 2 degrees below zero with winds gusting to 60 miles per hour when they got stuck.
And you're rocking back and forth 20 minutes doing this. You're exhausting yourself.
Catherine McKee says she and her partner are experienced hikers, but in the blinding snow, they veered off the trail.
I lost functionality of my fingers. I couldn't feel and I couldn't use them. I couldn't open a Ziploc bag to get an emergency blanket out.
After they called 911, rescuers plotted their GPS coordinates and 12 hours later found the two women at an elevation of about 5,000 feet. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Los Angeles prosecutors have rested their case at the trial of rapper A$AP Rocky. He's charged with two felony counts of assault with a semi-automatic firearm, and if convicted, he could get up to 24 years in prison. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
Meteorologist Rodney Price, mostly clear skies, and the winds will back down a bit overnight as lows drop to the lower teens. Our wind chills, though, between 0 and 10 above. On Friday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, highs near 30, snow developing for Saturday afternoon. Currently 17 degrees.
WRJN. Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say. I said something. Such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands
to show you.
Who's your daddy?
Be rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for.
We'll be right back.
what's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy? Who's
your daddy? Here is.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken?
Has he taken
any time?
Any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you.
Radio Park to Main Street Bridge, local news and timeless hits.
Yeah. She'd passed out on the floor. I've seen so many things I ain't never seen before. Don't know what it is, I don't want to see no more.
Mama told me not to come.
Don't know that I will, but I'll
thing, paper ring. I know it's been done, having one girl who loves you, right or wrong, weak or strong.
Not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Oh!
98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Walking in these woods. Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should spooky old woods alone.
So I won't. Oh, what a big heart I have.
Hometown Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
The preacher talked with me and he smiled. Said, come and walk with me. Come and walk one more mile. Now for once in your life. But you ain't got a damn.
just love you. But long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, oh, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, just take two. It takes two, baby. It takes two, baby. Make a dream come true. Just take two. One can have a broken heart living in misery. Two can really ease the pain like a perfect remedy.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. I'm Michael Toscano. The Trump administration is moving rapidly to turn the U.S. prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, into a massive immigration detention complex.
According to DHS officials, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem is planning on visiting Guantanamo Bay today to assess the administration's efforts to convert the U.S. naval base into a large-scale detention center that can hold as many as 30,000 migrants. So far, two U.S. military flights with nearly two dozen detainees with alleged ties to a notorious Venezuelan prison gang have been sent this week. Officials familiar with the deliberations tell CBS News the plan is to send flights on a daily basis. Stacy Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
Attorneys general from Massachusetts, New Jersey, and Connecticut are joining 18 others with lawsuits against President Trump's executive order to end birthright citizenship. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The reason these three states